This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you, as always, by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop. Tell them KBBS sent you. Well, joining me this morning is Buffalo Chief of Police Jason Carter. How are we doing this morning?
Good, Brady. How are you, sir?
Doing very good, thank you. Appreciate you taking the time here. Now, I noticed this yesterday, and this doesn't have anything to do with you, but that microphone's very hot. So as I ask you this first question, I'm going to come over here and fiddle with this stuff. You just keep talking, okay? So the first thing we'll talk about is, being that we just passed the new year, how did the new year's go? You know, I know a lot of people are having a good time, and you hope that they do that responsibly and don't get behind the wheel, and then you have to arrest people and do all that stuff.
With Christmas and New Year's went really well. Christmas was a little quieter, same with New Year's. A lot of people fortunately walked home on New Year's Eve, which is good, or they had their friends or designated driver take them home, which to us is always a plus.
Yeah, it's always nice to see you get through those holidays without too much trouble or chaos.
It is. You want to make sure you enjoy your holidays, enjoy them with your friends and celebration, but you want to make sure you're not involved in a DUI or an accident.
All right.
That's my biggest thing.
Well, that sounds much better now, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate that. So thank you for letting me do that while you were talking.
Perfect.
Also, you know, of course, we're in winter weather season, and you know, driving conditions can be treacherous at times, and we may not be getting the worst of it. It sounds like the rest of the country's getting hit and pounded pretty hard right now.
The biggest thing to remember is going to be, especially when they're saying another storm coming in, is to slow down your driving in town, slow down your driving on the highways. Don't use cruise control, please. And if you are involved in an accident, please make sure you stay at that scene to help get there. With the weather coming, bad roads, winds, ice, plan your trips appropriately. Leave sooner instead of later so you're not in a rush. Because the biggest problem we have with accidents in town is people are going too fast and they're not have the ability to stop soon enough with accidents.
Well, and that's just it. Being in Wyoming, we should know that you got to give people a little bit more room in between cars, that sort of thing, as you're coming up to a stop. And especially in the early morning, like now, where it's 40 plus during the day and it kind of gets things wet, and then at night freezes all that. A lot of times you got sheets of ice come early morning hours. And I've noticed coming down a hill here in town there by the post office. I live over in that direction. And a lot of times it gets a little slippery there, and you can go sliding right onto the middle of the intersection.
It gets really slippery right there. Plus, in the early morning hours, like you're talking about, you have young high school drivers driving around that don't know how to drive, don't know how to stop, and they're in the same direction you're traveling on Main Street there. So please just be more courteous and cautious with that, because it helps us out with not doing as many accidents.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned the cruise control thing, and I don't think a lot of people understand exactly why you say that. And the reason, and I've experienced this by not listening to the signs that say turn off cruise, is that when you do hit a patch of ice, your tires start spinning really, really fast.
Exactly.
And it will throw you out of control really quickly.
It is. Because it happens really quickly. And unfortunately, we have a lot of accidents on the highways that the Highway Patrol handles along with the Sheriff's Office. And I'm not sure as a result of that, but it's going to be... If we can help prevent stuff, it's always better to do so.
Absolutely. And one other thing is people, you know, being talking about driving conditions, that sort of thing. If you happen to, you know, end up in the ditch or that sort of thing, or especially if you're going over the mountain because there's no cell service on the mountain, which makes it tough if you do, you should probably have some sort of a kit in your car that'll help you at least get through a cold night.
Correct. Make sure you're going to do long travel trips or, for example, we were talking earlier, basketball games with families. Make sure you throw some water in there, some blankets, some food, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you're in an accident, especially going across the mountain where there is no cell service, you're waiting for somebody to come through, it's better to be prepared than be in shorts and flip-flops and all that nice stuff.
Yeah, it's the middle of January and you're wearing flip-flops and shorts, you're going to be in trouble if you run out of gas.
Yeah, run out of gas or you hit a deer or something and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so be prepared is sort of the message there. And, you know, most people here are. They know how to drive in the wintertime. But, you know, one of the other things you guys got, I don't know if you've started it yet or about to, is the DARE program.
Correct. DARE program is going to be kicking off in the next couple of weeks. Officer Adrian Keeler is going to be teaching from now until May 3rd and 5th grade DARE to the schools here in Buffalo, which I think is really big. We've been doing that longer than I've been here.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because you say the D.A.R.E. program, and I went through the D.A.R.E. program probably around like fifth grade, and that would have been the late 80s.
Correct.
So it's been around for a long time.
Buffalo, you know, I've been in Buffalo for 21 years now, and it's been a lot of years taught. And it's a program where I really believe in, where our officers are working with the youth, our community, to make hopefully a good difference and let them know the officer.
And did they still have kind of a motto or saying? I believe back then it was just say no.
Yep, it's still there.
Okay.
Just say no. And the key with it is with Officer Adrian Keeler teaching it, he is so good with the kids. And the kids relate so well with him, which is good to have. Because not only are we teaching, you know, drug and alcohol abuse and resistance stuff, we're also teaching them that officers are good to talk with, to have that relationship outside of always something negative. And that's what I really strive to get with that, of an officer doing that.
Absolutely.
Which I think is huge.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting. I mentioned back in the late 80s when we had the D.A.R.E. program, we also had, and I don't think he's around anymore, McGruff the crime dog.
Oh, yes.
Take a bite out of crime.
It used to be in our office hanging around a long time ago. I never taught that.
I loved McGruff when
that
I was a kid.
That was there. And I never had D.A.R.E. growing up. At least I don't remember having it when I was younger. But we've had it here in Buffalo, and Doug, Deputy Doug Schultz teaches down at KC.
Okay.
With that. So
it's a good program.
It's a very good program, and something we really believe in and work hard with.
Absolutely.
And it takes a lot of our time with that.
Yeah. So do you have, basically, is Officer Keeler the one officer that's dedicated to the D.A.R.E. program?
He is dedicated to the D.A.R.E. program from now until May. He teaches those classes every day of the week for numerous hours with the kids, because he's teaching third and fifth grade students.
Okay.
And that's four classes in each of those respective grades with that.
Okay. So and so that's starting up here pretty quick?
Correct, it is.
Excellent.
Because we really believe, like with third grade D.A.R.E., what I like to teach is, what really important is, not only D.A.R.E., but stranger danger. To teach the kids who they get to talk to, why it's important to know who you talk to in the public. If someone does bother you, scare you, it's really, really big thing for us to believe in that.
You know, and when we're talking about the D.A.R.E. program, some people might think third, fifth grade, that's kind of young. But the truth is, I mean, kids are exposed to things like this at early ages, and you're never really too early to teach a kid to just say no.
No, because like third grade is going to be, you're basically dealing with third graders then on recognizing they find a pill bottle in the house, not to take it. You're not, it's a different level than fifth grade where you explain a marijuana, meth, stuff like that. Third grade is basically making right decisions, who to talk to, why to talk to, because we're really striving that age to make sure we prevent accidental drug use, prevent being abducted by, you know, by a stranger, and just working well with others, bullying, stuff like that with the younger grades. So it's kind of like a multiple-step thing we teach.
Well, and with bullying, that has kind of taken on a whole new thing since social media and the, you know, the internet and Facebook and that sort of thing, because it's not just now a kid, you know, saying something to another kid and maybe there's three people that saw it. Now it goes out on social media and everybody sees
it. It's crazy. Yeah. Like you were talking about earlier, when we were younger kids, it was a note. We had no cell phones.
Right.
Now it's going to be text messages. It's going to be, you know, Facebook.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And what the bad thing about social media is, somebody's allowed to say something and there's no tangible effect or reaction to what they did.
Yeah. And yeah, there's no recourse for, you know, no. You can say anything you want.
You say something hateful, and unfortunately, the person receiving that message, it could hurt them.
Sure.
You know, mentally with that. And that's the hard part to deal with nowadays. And that's the hard part to teach people, that there are consequences of what you say, even if it's only in typing. Because it's really easy to hit send.
Sleep on it, and if you still want to send it in the morning, well, it's still probably a bad idea. But at least you slept on
exactly. it. Exactly. Because when you hit send, 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 a lot of times you probably should be in and send.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that goes back to the old, you remember when they used to teach you that once you say something, you can't take it back? They'd say the toothpaste thing. Once you squeeze it out, you can't put the toothpaste back
exactly.
in the tooth. It's kind of the same way. Once you hit send, you can't take it back. You can delete it, but people have already seen it. They've probably already shared it. Yeah. It's out there.
Well, like you just said, that was a very, very good fact to say right there, because in the past, you had to say it.
Right.
It was a lot easier to type it out because you're not thinking about it totally. Hit send.
And you feel a lot more brave behind your computer at home when no one else is around than you would having to face the people you're saying this about.
Yeah, so then the tangible effects you make, or a photo you send. You got to remember, any photo you send out there, is never going to be deleted.
No, it's out there. Someone's going to keep it in. And if it's a photo you shouldn't be taking and they say, well, I wouldn't show anyone, don't believe them.
No.
Don't exactly, ever believe them.
Exactly.
And so we'll move away from that a little bit as we're going to talk about a couple of grants that you wanted to chat about this morning.
I've been talking with City Council in the last couple of months about stuff. We actually completed our phase. We got a 1% grant to get a new phone system in dispatch, and that replaced our 911 system, which was going out to date. We finally got that completed in the process last couple of weeks, so that's good for us to know.
What is it about the phone system that makes it an upgrade from the previous system?
Well, basically, the modules, the software we had was getting old, so we had to replace that. The good thing is the phone system we have now is it allows us to continue to be able to you call a 911. We're going to that phase where now you're calling an emergency, we could triangulate that. As long as the carrier provides it, which is huge for us.
So yeah, like if they were to get cut off before you knew where they were, now you can find out where they are, sort of GPS-like.
Correct. And the biggest thing is it's not up to date, it's not live yet, but it'll be live down the road. It's coming really big across the country is texting 911. And that's coming down to the federal standard. We had to get that taken care of. So that'll go live next couple months.
People text 911? Is that... I'm trying to think of an example of when it would make more sense to text 911. I guess maybe if you're hiding in a house and someone just burglarized your house and you don't want to talk and let them know where you are.
Well, the federal standard's coming out. We're required to have that option to be able to do that. But if, like you're saying, somebody doesn't have the ability to talk, either physically or they're in a bad situation, they can do that. But that's not going to go live for a couple months down the road.
Okay.
And that's one of the new features with this phone system. That is going to allow us to hopefully help the community better. With a learning curve.
Sure.
And you're not sure ever how that's going to affect my dispatch or be used. Who would have thought 10 years ago texting me as big as it is? I never would have.
That's very true. 10 years ago is probably about when I started texting, and I always used to make fun of my brother for it.
Well, I used to make fun of my nephews, and they'd be under the table texting with a flip phone. I'm like, how in the world? Now I'm doing it, but now with a flip phone.
Yeah, now I would say texting is my favorite way of communication.
It's easy. It's like you said.
I don't need to talk to you, you know, for 20 minutes about something I'm just asking one question about.
Yep, that's it. So we'll see how that goes down the road. When we get closer, I'll come back and talk with you.
Sure.
Then we can explain more about how it's going to work and the implementation.
Maybe we can test it out.
We can test it out and see how it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
is there another grant
you There is. There's getting? Another grant we're in the process of completing right now. We're getting a third dispatch console on our dispatch. It'll be a brand new console.
Is that why you were looking for a dispatcher? I saw that you were looking for a dispatcher a little while back.
No, we are looking for a dispatcher. We're in the process of that right now. No, we always had two stations in my dispatch. I wanted a third station.
Okay.
If we ever have an emergency, like we had flooded a couple of years ago, or a really bad accident, we have the ability to use a third station to assist us, help the public.
So it's not something you'd use every day, just when you need it.
We need it. Like we had the flooding a couple of years ago. We were so inundated with phone calls and radio traffic, we were using a portable radio to answer calls. My dispatcher does such a good job, so does Carol, my receptionist. It'll be a key point for us. If it happens again, we're planning ahead to help curb that problem.
Okay. And I guess while we talked about it, are you still accepting applications for the dispatch
job? We're not. We're actually went to testing last week, and we have two applicants. We're moving forward with that.
Excellent.
Because we're pulling one of the dispatchers we had before. He's going from dispatch to the road once we fill that position.
Very cool. And so, we've had kind of talked about quite a bit here this morning.
We did. I wasn't sure what we were going to talk about today.
And it just kept rolling on, didn't it?
You did an awesome job.
Well, thanks. We always appreciate having you here. And we'll bring you back, of course, I don't know, every other month or whatever we have you on. But we'll talk about some of those new things you have coming up. You know, the new texting thing sounds really neat. So
awesome.
We'll definitely talk about that when you come back. The chief of police here, Jason Carter. Jason, thank you for taking the time.
All right, Brady. Have a good day, sir.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.